Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Coping with Omicron.
That's close to 10 times what we were seeing 6 weeks ago.
Empty store shelves.
My first thought was, did I miss a national recall?
Panel seeks to explore McCarthy-Trump connection.
He's got to go to the American public and tell them to stop this.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. New action from the federal government to help health facilities that are dealing with a surge of COVID-19 patients. Hospitalizations are up 33% in the last week. Deaths up 40%. Cases are at record highs. Here's CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
President Biden is now deploying military medical teams to support healthcare workers in overwhelmed emergency rooms in six states: New York, New Jersey, Ohio, Rhode Island, Michigan, and New Mexico. Jessica Jodinez was getting tested at one of six recently added testing sites in San Antonio. She worries about bringing the virus home to her one-year-old daughter.
It's very concerning because a lot of people just go with us and work and school, and I can't protect her from it.
San Antonio's University Hospital ER is already seeing dozens more patients a day than it was a month ago. Many people are showing up just looking for tests.
Stay home, talk to your primary care physician, see where you could go get tested, and keep the emergency room available for true emergencies.
COVID is one of the factors in play in the supply chain issues that promise to drag on through the winter. CBS's Scott McFarland says empty shelves are a sign of the times.
Up and down the aisles of this Whole Foods outside San Francisco.
A lot of produce was just out. Like, the green onions gone. Like, the apples that I was looking for weren't there.
To this ShopRite in New Jersey.
Some of the water was missing last time. Some of the cereals were missing.
Shoppers across the country are being met with empty shelves.
This is actually the third store I've been to tonight trying to find some pasta.
Experts say the shortage is a perfect storm. Severe winter weather mixed with supply chain issues and a rise in COVID cases keeping workers out sick amid ongoing staffing shortages. The nation's truckers tell CBS News they're operating with 80,000 fewer drivers than needed.
The committee investigating the Capitol attack wants an interview and records from House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy. Information regarding his conversations with then-President Trump before, during, and after the insurrection. McCarthy touched on that contact live on the air that day with CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
I was very clear with the president when I called him. This has to stop, and he's got to go to the American public and tell them to stop this. This is not who we are. This is not who his supporters are.
McCarthy accuses the panel of abuse of power in saying he will not cooperate. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
He had said that he had a heated conversation with President Trump, and that, in fact, Trump had admitted, quote, some degree of responsibility. Then he turned around and went to Mar-a-Lago, and his story changed.
There's word a federal grand jury has heard from a former girlfriend of Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz. CBS's Jeff Pagaz says it's part of a sex trafficking investigation.
CBS News has learned Gaetz's ex-girlfriend appeared in court where a federal grand jury is investigating the case. She was expected to testify. Her lawyer was spotted at the Orlando courthouse, but he remained tight-lipped.
I can't make any comment. I apologize, and I would, but I have no comment.
The congressman is accused of having sex with a 17-year-old in exchange for money. Federal prosecutors are looking into a trip Gaetz took to the Bahamas. They want to know if he took an underage teenager across state lines for sex. Multiple sources say the ex-girlfriend traveled with Gaetz to the Bahamas in September of 2018. An attorney for Gaetz told CBS News in a statement that, quote, we have seen no credible basis for a charge against Congressman Gaetz.
The woman who oversaw firearms on the set of a movie where a gun held by Alec Baldwin went off, killing a cinematographer, is now suing an ammunition supplier. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed says live ammunition ended up mixed with fake rounds, creating dangerous conditions. Police in New Mexico are still investigating the case.
It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all and tastes amazing. Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
In a virtual setting, the Michigan teenager charged with mass murder at his high school last November made his first court appearance. CBS's Elise Preston.
15-year-old Ethan Crumley remained quiet as a not guilty plea was entered on his behalf.
I ask that a not guilty plea be entered.
Crumley faces 24 counts, including murder and terrorism charges. A civil lawsuit against Oxford Community District accuses administrators of putting students in danger by allegedly downplaying Crumley's actions ahead of the shooting when he posted countdowns and threats of bodily harm.
Crumley's parents also face involuntary manslaughter charges for giving him the gun and refusing efforts to remove him from the school in Oxford hours before the shooting. In Washington, Senate Democrats want debate on voting legislation to shine a light on the issues at stake. But CBS's Stephen Portnoy says passage remains an elusive proposition.
Now that he's called for a change to Senate rules, the president will huddle with Senate Democrats over lunch to discuss options and a path forward. Democrats say the two voting rights bills they aim to pass are too important to allow Republicans to block them. But all 50 Senate Democrats would have to unite behind a plan to reform the filibuster, and there's no indication now that moderates Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema will be on board.
Uncle Sam has sweetened the pot to try to increase recruitment numbers in the U.S. Army. CBS News military consultant and retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland says the military is facing the same situation as many employers.
Decision by the United States Army to offer those enlisting for a period of 6 years a $50,000 bonus is driven by demand, the economy, and requirements. Up until this point, the maximum bonus the Army had offered was $40,000.
Pandemic restrictions have limited the kind of in-person recruiting the Army has traditionally done at schools. Social media is flooded with tributes for Ronnie Spector. The lead singer of the Ronettes died of cancer at 78. She survived career ups and downs and an abusive marriage to producer Phil Spector. In a memoir, Ronnie Spector admitted style added to the music. While other girl groups opted for party dresses, the Ronettes went for tight skirts.
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
Facing adversity, a man took his appetite and love for a sandwich on the road.
This is a well-made top-of-the-line cheesesteak.
4 years ago, Jim Papa set out to eat 1,000 cheesesteaks from 1,000 different restaurants. He called it the Philadelphia Cheesesteak Adventure.
Very tasty, nice kick.
Papa's had been dealing with divorce, a cancer diagnosis, and had just left his job in finance. He says he wanted to do something different and meet new people, so he started documenting the journey.
Countdown's begun. 10 to go.
Today, he crosses the finish line, celebrating his meaty milestone with one last sandwich. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
The NFL reports its best TV ratings in 6 years, an average of more than 17 million viewers across all platforms, up 10% over last season. Nighttime action turned in double-digit increases. The season featured an extra weekend of games. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.